Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Chad and Zay.
All right, let's go hour number three on a Monday. Longhorns fall in the NCAA tournament. Obviously, we've talked a lot about that. Lamar Jackson requests a trade. We'll get back into that story coming up here.
Stop calling us on the Specs text line.
Sorry, I'll get the hang-up button on that one, Zay. I'm Chad Hastings. He is Isaiah Collier, and he picks out a beat for all of us to start the third hour. What do you got, Zay?
Like a pimp. David Banner, Lil Flip, classic.
David Banner. I've heard the name David Banner in the rap world. Is this a rapper, a producer, or both?
Both.
Okay.
Both. He's from Mississippi. Super country, and he had a little run. This was his first, I think his first single. Lil Flip was hot at the time. Great track.
What's the name of it again?
Like a Pimp.
Like a Pimp.
Like a Pimp.
Like a Pimp.
I'm trying to say it like how David Banner would appreciate me saying it.
Okay. So if I just tried to give him the normal like a pimp, that would not work.
Nah.
We got a Pimp.
Yeah, you got a Mississippi that.
Got a Mississippi that. Okay, excellent. Well, as a Marvel freak, I do appreciate the name David Banner. I always liked that. Felt like an Incredible Hulk reference there. So shout out to David Banner. Great beat to start this hour. Lots of stuff going on today in the basketball world. Of course, the Final Four is set. It's in Houston. No Texas teams end up making it. It's FAU and San Diego State in the higher-ranked matchup at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and then about 8 o'clock it is Miami and UConn. UConn feels like your favorite right now, but who knows? This has been a wild, wild tournament. We'll continue to talk about that. Let's get you the update on Rodney Terry. Shout out to Horns247.com. That's where I saw it first tweeted about the Texas was going to ultimately make the offer. Pete Thamel now on the national level and others have put out stories saying the two sides are meeting today with hopes of finalizing a deal and that Rodney Terry has emerged as the focus of the coaching search. So, Zay, years ago, one of the if people want to go back to, I guess this would have been the time when Texas hired Charlie Strong. There was a story about they took a look at Art Briles. At the time, again, and this is before all the Art Briles stuff would have gone down. And then the thing of that apparently was that Art Briles was insulted that anyone else was in the discussion. He wanted to be told, you're it. You're everything. If you want this job, we want you. When he didn't get that, that upset him, and he went back to Waco. In this particular case, I think that's what Rodney Terry needs. He needs to get that respect from Texas right now. Not that they don't have a list they'd go to, but right now with what we just saw this team do and what we saw him do with this team, I think they need to make sure it's that. Coach Terry, we want you. You are our guy. Do you want to be our coach? Let's work on a deal. There needs to be no other mention of not a coaching search, not that he is the guy. So I'm kind of glad to see it phrased this way, that he's the focus of the search right now, that he is the whole search.
Yeah, and Coach Terry, he might be from the Houston area, but he's an Austin Knight. He is. Mm-hmm. Like, he kept his house here when he went to Fresno and UTEP, when he was with Coach Barnes, loved it, wanted to stay, but clearly he wanted to have his own head coaching aspirations, went to St. Ed's. And then when he came back, he was talking about retiring here as an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So if that doesn't speak of a Longhorn, I don't know what does. And now he's given his dream job to be the head coach of the University of Texas. And you're right. He should want to feel wanted. He should have that feeling. And CDC and the front office down there on the 40 acres, they should know he's earned that and then some of what he did with this team. The respect they have for him when he was talking about going to their weddings and stuff and being there for their firstborns and stuff. That's love. Joe Cook said it best, like, that ain't fake. Right. None of that's fake. All that locker room stuff, there might be cameras in there and stuff, but when you hear him hiccuping because he's choking up and, you know, he's got the raspy voice. We were talking about that earlier. Yeah. It's a tough cry, but that's the passion that and love he has for this university and his players. When you saw Serge Ibari Rice talking about, he's a mirror of me, I wouldn't want to play for anybody else. Dylan Dessou, all these guys, they love him, and he's going to fight for this university.
He is, and you noticed that one, I can't remember who was sitting to his right, but the hand immediately came over to his shoulder.
Marcus Carr.
It was Marcus Carr. From a player. Like, that's so cool to me. One of my favorite things about college basketball now, it's always been the case, but now when you don't have guys staying as long and you don't have teams developing the same way, one thing I try to cling to is the love of coaches and the coaches' love for players. And it is fun to watch. It's fun to watch Hurley and his players talk about each other. It's fun to watch all these guys, whoever it is. But in the case of Texas, you can feel that emotion coming out of it. And that's how I would communicate it to Rodney Terry. If I'm CDC, I would walk in and I would say, all these stories you hear about me having a list are true. And the list matters if you say no. There's no list anywhere. You are my list right now. Yes, I have to have a list in case you say no. But I don't want you to say no. You're my guy. That's what I would make sure to communicate to him. You were dealt a wacky hand way back, and we had to put you in this situation. And then along the way, you had this crazy, the injury to Dessou that affects the team. And then, I mean, Marcus Carr gets banged up in this last game.
Yeah, that was really unfortunate. When him and Omir collided, that was a huge point in the game where another thing shifted for Miami in their favor.
There was a talk about, was Jabari Rice hurt by the end of the game?
Right.
Somebody thought they saw a brace on him. So he had to deal with a lot of stuff to come through it the way he did, with the class that he did. I'm hoping Texas gives him that love and he gets his extension. Rodney Terry, 55 years old, and many would think he has done enough to get the job. Unfortunately, the Longhorns did not get to the Final Four, but Rodney Terry expected to get that job, so it could become official pretty quickly. Could
right.
be in the next couple of days.
And, you know, obviously Coach Terry sticks out because he's the head coach, but the coaching staff is huge, too. If he could keep those guys around, Ogden, Donawal, McClain, Chappelle, if he could keep those guys around, that's huge because they all really love each other. You saw the way that they celebrate after the game with one another and the rest of the team. It's special. And I know people want to look at the UTEP record, and I know people want to look at the Fresno State record. Okay, fine. But you still got to have the Jimmy and Joes to go with the X's and O's. It's hard to win at mid-majors.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, it's hard to win everywhere.
It's hard to win everywhere.
But yeah.
And it wasn't like he was getting fired from those places. Like, he was doing things right. He was coming in with the right attitude, and he was trying to turn those programs around. And now that he's going to get the Jimmys and the Joes, when you have Serge Ibari Rice and Timmy Allen and Marcus Carr, like, those guys are going to recruit for him. When people call, because they've been at different places, and people call them, and when you play against different players, you get a certain respect, you know? Mm-hmm. When people around Big East or Big Ten, whatever, when they look at Texas and see what they're doing and say, you know what, Austin, Texas is a really nice area.
Yeah.
You know what? They got brand new facilities down there. Beautiful facilities. Why not call these guys up and say, hey, is Coach Terry – was cool. What was it like playing for him?
Right.
They're not going to bash him. No. They're going to praise him.
Yeah.
And then some.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of positivity around that part of it right now. That ultimately, like I said earlier, I think that's the big victory for this team. It obviously ends up short of where they wanted it to be. That's the victory. I think they found their coach. I think they absolutely found their coach. He proved himself. And hopefully that will become official this week. Also this week, Lamar Jackson hopes he finds a new team. He has requested a trade. He says he did it. He did it back on March 2nd, rather, and that the team did not really understand his value. Basically, the interesting part to me, Zay, is we still haven't heard about any real discussions with teams. I haven't heard about him talking to a team. Is there another team that wants to give him the value he's looking for? I haven't heard about that yet. So right now, I saw today a Vegas betting thing. I got a deal from, I think it was betonline.ag or whatever, about different odds, and they got the over-unders out for teams. Baltimore was like at 9.5. And I thought, well, if this rolls through, you might want to adjust that. You may want to adjust that down a little bit, because I wouldn't put their over-under at 9.5 if they're having to figure out what's next at quarterback. But he has requested a trade, and there's got to be 2 first-round picks going the other way. But also, Zay, deep down, if I'm a team, 2 first-round picks might be a good deal.
Yeah.
To give up for Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, you would think. But the risk, man. Like, I'm just thinking of the risk. What the good is great. Like, he stays healthy. He throws for over 3,000 yards, mm-hmm. almost rushes for over 1,000, 40 touchdowns.
See, this just shows you're getting older. You're worried about the risk.
But
you're worried about what happens when he scrambles too much.
What happens when he scrambles and takes that one hit in week 12?
Yeah.
It's just like we saw it this past year. And when is he going to lose a step? Is the pocket passing? How is that developing? Because, again, there's just throws he cannot make. There's just throws he cannot make. And the money that he wants and that he's asking for the long haul, doesn't make sense for the talent that he needs around him to be successful.
The thing I wonder, and this is where when you don't have an agent, this is why we don't find out. When you strip it all down, what does he want? Years-wise, money-wise, I don't know. He said no. We talked about what he said no to earlier, the $133 million guaranteed. And in certain circumstances, it could be up at $200. What does he want? Does he want all guaranteed money? Does he have a number in his head of guaranteed money? Remember, he's doing this. He is orchestrating all this. The teams are reaching out to him directly. Because he has no agent.
Yeah, and is he getting hosed for that? Absolutely.
I would think.
He's for sure getting hosed from that.
He's got to be missing some details. I'm not dogging Lamar out for that. It's just trying to do 2 jobs at one time. You're trying to be an elite level, MVP quality NFL quarterback and an elite and an agent repping that person at the same time?
Yeah.
That's tough to do.
Yeah, there's one thing being an agent and having the agent bias. And then there's a difference between the agent bias, which is professional, and your family bias, which ain't at all.
Right.
They just want what's best for you. Then they go to school, then take no classes, just want what's best for you because you they baby.
Yeah, the only other person, literally, because the only other person supposedly in these discussions might be his mother. Not like a cousin that is an agent. Not someone, a friend of his that became an agent. That went to school and studied to be, not that, his mom.
Yeah.
Is that person.
Mama, what, boy? Hey, Tampa Bay calling. Tampa Bay calling, they want to talk to you. Like, what? How does that sound?
Hang on, let me let you talk to mom. What? What are we, I don't understand. And I've heard a lot of good arguments about it. And the best one I've heard is from, you know, from our guys in the afternoon, Rod Babers and Mike Harge. They've both been at the pro level. They've both been on the player side of the negotiations, and they would both tell you that if they had been involved, it would have gotten too personal.
Yeah.
Mike Harge has talked about the arbitration part of baseball, where they sit you down and just pick you apart to figure out arbitration, right? To figure out all that money. But you have to be able to separate the business and the business and the personal side. It's got to be really, really tough to do. Every little thing that the Ravens would nitpick about Lamar Jackson, the stuff you're talking about, if John Harbaugh went in and said he was concerned about stuff, Lamar's the one he's saying it to. So we all should have known when the GM had that weird quote about, yeah, dealing with Lamar, the football player, is a little different than dealing with Lamar, the GM. I mean, with Lamar, the agent. We all should have kind of known right then. This probably wasn't going to end with him wearing that helmet. And now it's official that he has asked for a trade. What will they do? Will they force him to stay? Because they got him tagged. They've got him tagged. They have till July 15th to work out a long-term deal. They could give him $250 million if they wanted to, July 3rd. There's not a thing he could do about it other than, I guess he could say no. He'd not take their deal. But he's theirs right now through a certain time. And then is he willing to just sit it out? Is he willing to just...
Yeah, he's so scorned.
wait.
Like, he's so petty and just, it seems like he's over it. It seems like he's over the Baltimore Ravens. He's like, just get me out of here.
Is he ready to go
any way you can?
Yeah, is he ready to go Le'Veon Bell on this thing? Just wait it out and then figure out something down the line. We'll see what happens. Are other teams talking to him? There are teams. You can make arguments about, are there teams that want this quarterback, that quarterback? Does anybody want to draft? Have you watched this whole league in a while? Somebody needs Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
We're all in agreement there, right?
Absolutely.
By the way, how excited are Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland fans today? Oh, my God. Wait, what? Lamar, I will help him pack. I will drive to Baltimore right now.
Oh, to be honest, if Cleveland was thinking, you know, if we give Deshaun Watson all this money, maybe Lamar Jackson will lose it and he'll leave. And we don't have to worry about him.
It's a brilliant move. First one the Browns have ever made,
maybe. It might be.
Did they really drive him out with all that money? Weird.
It took a lot, but still, if you count both, technically, it's money well spent.
Man, that is, I hadn't thought of that, but I think you're right. All right, so a lot of stuff out there in the NFL. Lamar Jackson requesting a trade. Still nothing official on Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. We're about 2 weeks past when he mentioned the Jets on the McAfee show. Robert Saleh at the owners' meetings basically said that he feels comfortable things are going to be all right. Now, he didn't specifically say Rodgers' name because he can't. That would be tampering if he does. Even though it's free agency, they still have to work it out as technically – actually, I'm sorry. It's technically not free agency, right? There has to be a trade here with Rodgers. Isn't that right? There still has to be. Green Bay's got to get something. And apparently they want that first-round pick. The Jets don't want to give it up. So we're keeping our eyes on that story. Also, coming up for Why Today Matters, I want to get Zay's thoughts on LeBron coming back. I didn't realize LeBron was going to come back this fast. Have you heard why LeBron came back so fast? We will tell you about that. And will the Lakers fight their way in to the playoffs as we get ready to head that way in the NBA? A lot of stuff on the board today. If you want to jump in, 337-3776 is the Specs text line. Longhorn fans, we are your therapy today as you get over Miami 88, Texas 81. Longhorns will not be headed to Houston. And the Final Four, four teams that a lot of people didn't expect are headed to Houston. It's kind of the way it goes these days in the NCAA tournament. Wild one. We'll talk more about that coming up on The Horn.
Yes, the rhythm, the rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level.
Chad and Zay.
All right, rolling through a Monday. Sounds like P.E.
That's right.
Yeah, a little Public Enemy for the kids. Sounds like somebody just tracked like a, almost like a tea kettle. When a tea kettle starts to go, and you just lengthen that out. Love Public Enemy. The contrast between those two guys is so great.
Yo.
Have we ever had, give me something else in rap that could compare to that. Is there another duo that when they go back and forth, it's that much of a contrast between Chuck D and Flavor Flav?
I would say style-wise, Andre 3000 and Big Boy, Outkast, okay. Just they're so different.
Yep.
But they rap so well and it flowed so well. But Flav didn't rap, but it just fit. Like right there, him just talking ish.
Just throwing a couple words.
Yeah, throwing a couple words. Like, Chuck, talk your stuff. And then Chuck just ripping.
It was always like, I always thought there were times where it sounded like Flavor Flav didn't know there was an album being recorded.
Yeah.
Like he was just, oh, they don't know about it. We got to let them. We're doing the album right now, man.
Right.
This is it. Right here. He was so great. Oh, I love it. All right, Public Enemy. To go with, let me see if I get this right, Delaney and Bonnie and Friends. I didn't even know that was a thing. Stray Cats, Tony Basil, Sleazebees. I knew those were all things. They've all been a part of the show. We had a great David Banner beat to start the hour. Lots of talk, obviously, about Longhorn basketball today falling to Miami. And the reports are that the university and Rodney Terry are talking today, and that he is the focus of the search right now, a one-man search, if you will, and you could understand that after what that team just did. But they couldn't hold the 13-point lead, and we've talked about how all of the things that fell apart for Texas, some of the silly turnovers, some of the mistakes, and yes, at least one call, if not a couple calls, that did not go Texas's way. A lot of focus on the one that involved Brock Cunningham. But Zay, I'm glad you brought up that one, the Dillon Mitchell play, that block. That one was crazy.
Yeah, that was bad. Tyrese Hunter had a nice block in the first half that got called for a foul. That was bogus.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't like that one either.
You know, that possession, man, where Joseph was on the free throw line, he missed that free throw, and you got to secure the rebound. And Dillon Mitchell tips it back to Jordan Miller, who gets to the line and knocks down a couple more. And now it's a 9-point game with 10 minutes to go. And it was a bad collapse. It was.
Yeah.
Definitely Dylan Dessou would have helped. But, man, you got to give the coaching staff for Miami a lot of love for realizing that those guards for Texas, if they're going to play that tight, then we're going to go at them. We're going to go at Marcus Carr. We're going to go at Timmy Allen, guys who they're good defenders, but if you're going downhill 100 miles per hour, it's tough to stop anybody. Even Gary Payton has a hard time chasing guys down 100 miles per hour. Go look up White Chocolate crossover on Gary Payton in like the 90s. That's one of the nastiest crossovers of all time. And all Gary Payton could do was stick his foot out. Why? Jay Will was coming full speed at him. Mm-hmm. With that type of craftiness and type of ball handling ability, it don't matter. You could get got. And they went at Texas. And Marcus Carr, my God, I'm going to miss him. He had a hell of a season. But that turnover on Omir, okay, you turn it over, but don't foul. There's 40 seconds left. There's a 30-second shot clock. Get a stop. If I'm Coach Terry, if I'm the coaching staff, no fouls.
No
You're
fouls.
Yelling, no fouls. Play clean. Play clean. You get the ball back with about 10 seconds, 8 seconds to go to give yourself a chance to tie the game and see what happens. But Marcus Carr, for some reason, all the years of college basketball and games you've played, you don't need to foul there. And he fouls Isaiah Wong, who knocks down two more free throws. That's ball game. They go up four, about 10 seconds left. That's ball game. So a lot of dumb things happened. It was not just the referees. Was that Coach Terry's best game coaching? No, but that timeout that he called against Penn State, you had Jeff Ketchum come on our airways on our show, Chad, say that might be the greatest timeout in Texas basketball history.
Yeah, it was a nice timeout. Yeah.
All the timeouts that Ketch has seen. I said it was just best timeout of the year.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of timeouts called with Texas coaches. Tom Pender, Shaka, Rick Barnes. A lot of timeouts been called.
Yeah, that might be a little bit of a stretch, but
I feel him.
He gave the love.
Yeah, but yeah, so people hating on Coach Terry and stuff. Nah, back that. I don't agree with that whatsoever.
All right, speaking of basketball, let's go to the association and why today matters. It is March 27th. Here we go.
Why Today Matters, brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
We do have a lot of interesting birthdays today, but before that, Zay, LeBron back on the floor for the Lakers. Way before a lot of people thought he would. He missed 13 games, I think, if I'm reading correctly, and came back last night. Now, they didn't get the win last night. Is that right?
No.
They did not get that win. They are sitting in the 9 spot, I believe, in the playoffs. So what do we make of LeBron coming back here and saying basically he's back because he's superhuman? Is that why?
Yeah, makes you think about, oh boy, that said him and LeBron got the same drug dude.
Oh, back to Chael Sonnen?
Chael Sonnen. You might have something there, Chael. Very suspicious. Very sketchy.
You know,
LeBron talking about, yeah, the doctors told me that I'm the fastest healer they've ever seen with this injury.
And then he references a doctor that he says is the LeBron of feet but won't say their name?
Yeah, I feel like that guy would want to get the cred.
That's weird. Two other doctors told him he needed surgery. Then the LeBron of feet told him he didn't, but then you won't tell us who that person is.
Yeah, it's weird, whatever. But they were playing well without LeBron. Austin Reeves was playing good basketball, and now LeBron's coming back, and he's a ball stopper. As good as and great as he is, all-time leading scorer, he's still going to have to figure out how to play with this new team. He hasn't had many games with them. Like, D'Angelo Russell hasn't played many games with him, Vanderbilt, all guys.
Since they made those moves.
So he's still trying to figure things out, and they were in the midst of that, and then he got hurt. So this is a whole new team that Darvin Ham is throwing out there for the Lakers. And LeBron did not look that good yesterday, where Pat Bev, who got traded to the Bulls, he let them know. Talk about petty.
Mm-hmm.
He had that whack-ass jump hook over LeBron and Casper because no one else was around. LeBron barely was even around, but he was the closest one. And what did petty-ass Patrick Beverley do? The you're too small
He
sign.
Did not give LeBron the you're too
he
small.
He gave the LeBron James himself, you're too small, how, big man.
How tall is Pat Beverley?
6 foot one, maybe,
okay, well,
at best.
That there's your new rule. No one, you're not allowed to use the you're too short if you are physically that much shorter than the other person. Come on, what are we doing?
It's weak, but still.
What are we doing?
It's Pat Bev. Would you expect anything less?
No, not really.
Exactly.
I'm not shocked.
He had, yo, Pat Bev said, I want to ruin the Lakers' chances of making the playoffs. And he helped. He helped do that. I mean, it was a loud-ass 10 points that he had.
Yeah. And they're
very
still,
loud.
They're still clinging. They're clinging to that 9 spot right now. Right now, the Mavs are at 9. The Mavs are just out of it at 11. And the play-in teams would be Minnesota, New Orleans, the Lakers, and the Thunder if it stopped today. We are just about to the end of, what are we about? What am I
about
saying?
About like 10 games left.
Yeah, about 7, depending on who the team is. 7 games to go, depending on which team you're looking at, something
so,
like that.
Let me ask you this, Mavericks fan. Do we like Luka's tone and attitude right now?
No, he sounds depressed.
He looks depressed.
He sounds sad and depressed, and Kyrie Irving is throwing people out of games and just sounding very Kyrie Irving, and it's just, it's bizarre to me that these are the two, you know, leaders of the team, the two best players on the team, and they both just sound so odd when they talk. Like, I can't imagine getting motivated by either one of them in terms of the vocal part. Their games can motivate. We know that. But, yeah, I don't like that from Luka. Just feels like he's really down right now.
There's so much entitlement from the whole organization, from their owner, Mark Cuban, which is a good owner. He's been a good owner. But the whole thing about the Golden State rule where they weren't aware that it was Golden State's ball and bitching about that, that's entitlement. Jason Kidd, who doesn't take enough responsibility, just kind of blames the team when things go wrong and stuff. Like, I made the Hall of Fame. I was nice with it. These guys, they got to figure it out. Yeah. You see me, I'm trying. I'm doing my best. And like you said, just Kyrie and Luka, what they're bringing to the table. Like, Luka, he's never experienced losing. Like, back in Europe when he was playing with, you know, Madrid and them in Spain and winning, you know, FIBA World Cups with Slovenia, his home country. He wasn't used to this losing stuff and being the man with it and having to deal with having a life in America. I don't think he likes America very much, especially with this losing stuff. It's not much fun. Usually he could be back in Slovenia doing whatever the hell he grew up doing. But now life's totally different for him.
Yeah.
And I don't think, you know, everybody just thinks you could be Tony Parker and Manu and just have a nice transition. Not everybody's like that.
Dude, what if they got Kyrie Irving and they can't even get in a play-in situation?
It's tough.
They couldn't even crawl into the 10 spot?
Yo, it just shows you how good the NBA is nowadays.
Oh, my goodness. I guess that's what it shows you.
I mean, look at Sacramento. Nobody expected them to be good.
I would love to think that's what it shows me. Yeah, Sacramento is the 3 seed I did not expect.
Yeah, like De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, like those guys are hooping. Malik Monk, rookie Murray, those guys are hooping. Mike Brown's doing a great job. He should be coach of the year this season.
Who's that?
Mike Brown.
Yeah, you may be right. Yeah, he's got to be in that right there in that discussion. I can't think of who else off the top of my head would be there, but he's got to be right there. The Kings are sitting in that three spot. Denver and Memphis have both taken care of divisions. They are in the playoffs and ready to roll. So keep your eyes on the Lakers. LeBron is back. If you're a Mavs fan like me, they're trying to fight. They may have to take a team like the Lakers or Thunder out to get in to the playoff, the play-in situation. All right, that is why today matters to us on this March 27th. By the way, I thought there was a Longhorn with a birthday? No, Randall Cunningham is a nice birthday today at 60. Happy birthday to Randall. Fergie is 48 today. Mariah Carey, 54. Got to mention some of the greats. Diana Ross yesterday, 79 years old. And for you fight fans, Paige VanZant, 29 years old, yesterday. Still in the fight game, kind of. I think she's still trying to hang out in the fight game. One of my favorite fighters from the last few years. All right, there's Why Today Matters. Coming up, stems and seeds, including the NFL updates from today. Lamar wanting a trade, and what is going on with the Aaron Rodgers story? We'll hit those and then get you off to Ball Don't Lie. Stay with us. It's The Horn.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's time for the Craig Way Sports Report. About to bounce back, bounce to bounce
back. I'm about to bounce back, bounce to bounce back. Chad and Zay. Bounce to bounce back. I'm about to bounce back,
bounce to bounce back. Bounce back, bounce to bounce back. I'm about to bounce back. Bounce to bounce back. Is this for Longhorn fans? Is this for Houston fans trying to bounce back?
No, we don't care about the Houston fans.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of Kansas State fans, Alabama fans, thought they had it, didn't quite get it done. Who we finishing off with here today, Zay?
Juvenile.
Okay.
We played Juvenile a few times.
Yeah, you have?
Yeah. He has hits. How do we not?
Any good albums?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. 400 Degrees.
Okay.
That's the main one. We might have to do an album review for that one.
Did he make the top 50 all-time list?
No.
No, not quite that good?
Nah, not quite that good. He had a good run, but if didn't make the list.
If you were going to make a list, would he be in your top 50?
No.
100?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Just making sure.
Maybe. Actually, maybe.
Maybe 100?
Maybe 100.
Maybe in the hundies?
Yo, Back That Ass Up, that song. It's such a classic. That's, he might be like 95, 96 just for that.
Oh, that's Juvenile. Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
All right. It's Juvenile in more ways than one.
Right. Girl, yeah. You look good when you're man. Come on. All
right. So Juvenile, Public Enemy, Delaney and Bonnie and Friends, Stray Cats, Tony Basil, Sleazebees, they were all a part of the show today. Nice David Banner beat to start the hour as well. Chad and Zay on this Monday working through it with Longhorn Basketball. Ball fans, obviously not the weekend they wanted. Half of the weekend they wanted. Impressive win against Xavier. That's one of the things that sucks about the tournament, man. When your team gets the first half of the front side win but can't get the backside win, it's almost like the first one didn't happen. You want to be happy about it. You want to be excited about it. But ultimately, if you don't finish off and then get out of that weekend, then it's kind of done.
This season was so much fun, Chad. This season was so much fun. Like, it's been 15 years since this team went to the Elite Eight. And we saw with a lot of these other teams that had expectations in March Madness, it's so hard to win six games. You have to have so many things go your way. Once Dylan Dessou got hurt, you just kind of knew when was it coming. Because it seemed like all these teams in the tournament, from Tennessee, Zakai Ziegler, UCLA with Clark, Houston with Sasser, et cetera, injuries were derailing what they wanted to accomplish, and that was win a national championship. And once that injury bug hit the Horn, especially with somebody playing as well as Dylan Dessou, you just knew. And gonna miss Timmy Allen and Serge Ibaka Rice. Like I told y'all right before the season started, right after they played Arkansas in the exhibition game, Serge Ibaka Rice is gonna be everybody's favorite player. And he was.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
And we're going to miss him probably more than anybody, especially, you know, what he did in that 1 year. Just 1 year he was here.
You sure he didn't get to come back for a year or two if he
wants?
It's over?
Unfortunately, that's it.
Oh, man.
That's it. So, I've got to appreciate what we had, like everything that happened for them to get as far as they did. Again, Marcus Carr and Timmy Allen, all those guys, Serge Ibari Rice, ones that won't be Christian Bishop, how good he was in that game against Xavier. Wish he would have got a little bit more PT yesterday, but what can you do? But fun year. Loved it.
All right, Zay, before we get out of here, let me see if I can make you smile and maybe some other Longhorn fans smile before the show is over, especially if you're a Cowboys fan. Here we go.
No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks.
Brought to you by AV Consultations, 255-8678, or go to avconsultations.com. Will he speak it into existence? Ed Holm of the NFL Network or NFL.com has put out a mock draft where the Cowboys trade up to get Bijan Robinson at 19.
Okay, Jones boys.
You know who that would mean they would have to trade with?
Who?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
At 19. How about that? Who knows? It's just a mock draft, but thought if you're a Longhorn fan, you might need that smile today. Also, the fact, if you missed it, if you're into Rodney Terry and the idea of him getting the job, they are meeting today, apparently, the university and Rodney Terry. So we wish Coach Terry all the best in those negotiations or getting the offer, whatever they need to do. Maybe in the next day or so, that becomes official. It's also official today that Lamar Jackson wants a trade from the Ravens. And we talked a little bit about this earlier. Robert Saleh of the Jets, while not saying Aaron Rodgers' name, is telling the media that he remains confident that Rodgers will be the quarterback in 2023. He also made reference to OBJ because he can, because he's a free agent and he doesn't belong to anybody. He has talked about them still trying to look into possibly getting Odell Beckham Jr. Remember, that's one of the guys Aaron Rodgers wanted. Also, Zay, he's made it official that Zach Wilson, despite all the mess he's been through, is their backup quarterback.
Okay.
He's QB2.
He's a great backup.
I think that is maybe right, especially right now.
Right now.
That's where he'll fit.
Yeah. Did he improve a lot? Yeah, but he's a great backup as of now.
He needs to become kind of like the guy before Jordan Love that was learning from Rodgers. Who? What was that dude? Was it Hundley? Was it Brett Hundley that they brought in there? That just, he looked exactly like Rodgers when he would throw the ball. I thought, well, that's not a bad way to go about it. If you just kind of pick up the mannerisms, he walked like Rodgers. And then when he'd throw the ball, you'd kind of even see a little bit of Rodgers. I thought that was a pretty good plan.
Yeah, Zach Wilson, we know he has all the intangibles, but he just has that little boy about him. Like, dog, can you be more of a grown man for the NFL, for a quarterback position? Like, I know you look like a Disney character.
That's
boy.
Problem. He looks like a doll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need you to be more grown man. Get some nuts, dude.
Wow. All right. There's the way we'll leave you today. Soccer Matters at 7 tonight. Ball Don't Lie is next. No Instant Serious tonight. It'll be back next week. We'll be back for a Tuesday show tomorrow. Wow. Be safe out there and do what Zay said. See ya.